As Hoon Rom Risha Clanigail, a smile I'm sure you all to. This is Robert Cuttin Coswell here, Robert de Carslach.
Have I heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
And I'm here to present this programme, which is called Clanigail, a bilingual programme in which you'll hear the English language as a Gilg, the Manx Gaelic Chinyanamera, the mother tongue of Ellen Vanning, the Isle of Man. As Banacht and Durish, we start with another piece of industrial history which finds its way into William Gell's Man in Veg Veen, a poetical sketch of the Isle of Man, written in, well, probably late 1905, published early 1906, and originally appearing in parts in the Isle of Man Examiner before being published as a little booklet. Clue as obvious, Shannon source the Skeeltine of Chiat Shaw. They screwed Jack Martin Bolton, Savurl, as Chindet Sigils on Clanigail, Sight on Sagdenyach and the Foglan Savurl, Inside Out. Chowstai Mui for the Sigilg. Ten Skeel Shaw Enmesich, Sulian Mork Tyran. This coming Thursday, the 27th of June, there's an event organised by Culture Vanning at the Centenary Centre in Peel. And that'll be an opportunity to see some of Culture Vanning's films, and they'll be in high resolution on the big screen, so a real opportunity there. And it'll include the premiere of, I think I counted up, something like 6 films out of about 12. So that's half a dozen new films being launched, and that's about half of the Culture Vanning films that'll be shown this coming Thursday, the 27th of June. However, we start with a song with words by the late English composer Bill Caddick, and he set it to a piece of music that's found in Tchaikovsky's 6th symphony, the Pathétique, and the second movement, in fact, and it's sung here by an Irishman, Derry Farrell. Tashu geistach rish radio vanning, stashun the nashun, skelliena was dulish, Alan Vanning.
Night comes and people home warn friends. Seek now your blankets and your feather bed. Home comes the rover, his journey's over. He'll up in the night time to old John Lodgery. Across the hill the sun has gone astray. Tomorrow's cares are many dreams away. The stars are flying, your candle is dying. Heal up in the darkness to old John Lodgery. Both man and master in the night are one. All men are equal when the day is done. The prince and the ploughman, the slave and free man, all find their comforts in old John Lodgery. Mm-hmm. sleep it comes and dreams come running clear. The hawks of morning will never, ever reach you here. Sleep is a river, flow on forever. And for your boatman, choose old Jumbo Dreams. And for your boatman, choose old Jumbo Dreams.
And that's Derry Farrell singing and accompanying himself on bouzouki. And he'll be here for an Cruinniach's Celtic Gathering next month in company with Illion Pipes player Michael Blackie O'Connell and Bowron player Robbie Walsh. Derry Farrell, John o' Dreams, by Bill Carrick's words, as I say, to a tune which was half-inched from the Sixth Symphony, the second movement of the Sixth Symphony by Tchaikovsky, the Pathétique. Glenn Willen here of Doubleworth. Our recent sad industrial dearth would fain dispel with Fuller's Earth. Well, this is a reference to the working mill of Glen Willen, obviously doing one job at one end of the glen. Of course, it's since disappeared into the sea. But it's referring also to the upper part of Glen Willen, once known as Farragher's Glen, after the miller in that end of the glen, Bob Farragher. And that area, part of that area, is called Cool Darry, where deposits of Fuller's Earth were discovered. Now, fulling was the process of finishing off woolen cloth, and Fuller's Earth was rubbed into cloth to absorb lanolin, oils and other greasy impurities. Fuller's Earth is used for cleaning and filtering all sorts of grease and oil, and it's used widely in cosmetics. It's also been used as an inert material in artillery shells. In Cool Darry, you can still see the traces of the extraction industry for Fuller's Earth from the late 19th century up to just before the First World War. Apparently, there was a small funicular railway powered by the water wheel to carry the wet Fuller's Earth from where it was extracted up to the old mill, where it was dried over the fireplace and sieved on screens. Ren y Prisunach, Gleisach a chawds ren lumen de gei morio goile. Ren cas na stiach, trwyd na fritla genege, as ren saiach e na crawenege, fo began fael. Na sheich yn fy croch y sys ond son treulis yn ddwg, fyd cywt rhyliaddi. Ren y cwnta na cesmydyn, as fe tigl na rawach undyni ar jyt stiach. Fy ffargach chrom vriach on, chawds ren chas fai sloch lafa yn wyg, gedyn reir as y ffwrach fy bag yr dorw. Ren tasen chawds fa cliw y noni sgir ymach as y ffain brys y stiach ar y tostig. Lwg sio, hen cling fenach chawds hwg y fer cagi ber y chliw ar y ler chlai. Cwai ta chit roes na drwach dan lanwnach. Na fel fused er ma enam, ffrau y jori. Ren y drwch dan leister y sialed. Ta drwltas ffolwch yn ened. Dy twtiach ren coren mysgydach na drwch dan lanwnach, cawrach y mach, mona dy ffeitius. Now here's the accordion player from Brittany, Thomas Moisson, who'll be here for the Cruinniach's Celtic Gathering this year. Here he plays a waltz which is called Rode pour Badel. Thank you. The accordion of Thomas Moisson leading the gang there on a waltz, Rod Purbadel, and Thomas Moisson will be here for Cronje's Celtic Gathering as well.
The Nation Station, Manx Radio.
Stasiun na nasiun ta Radio Vanning, se Clenig Eil ta Rachlash and Cartnish, as se Mish ta da Chebel, Robert Cutting Goswell, Robert a Carslach.
Oh, Bobby Bob.
Cren fe ta was surveich o dunnel as da hit da bollach shija. Chanel dunye bi jit bio vain djer ne niris. Tami giri clash na skil mchion sulian Mork Tyron, ren a kirtach brishas diach arru. Renna droogt een lanunach tarnennel de geer, as rennet sancherach lechelia. Sulien morg tyren renna droogt een tassena, kledjinen tad, vernen docheld vijen teel hies. Genel weg ons reemne bljoi voor die shadow nijnen boer, gin chitter strijad. Gin chitter strijad. Lima jen roleg madran in skolan, dreger y cyrtach. Fein sgili renna drwacht yn fachyd, sgil jyn deg deinia dy chwnol iaw carla dy trom sy'n ni, fe gelia. Ma ta siw grei, as y cyrtach, mas o, inch gi daw y sgil. Taw sen yn dy flint yn dy henna, dŵr dad mor hanish. Tresgon fy deinia, snaw mach as lech na len toshi. Ren fair obi en mysig, mok tyran, tochylte the dawns o tolu. And back to William Gell now. Although we fain would longer stand to view this beauteous fuchsia land, and at least William Gell is consistent in misspelling fuchsia again here, in fact. Although we fain would longer stand to view this beauteous fuchsia land, yet must we yield to time's demand. Now post we down Craig Willie's hill, but softly, lest we have a spill and thus incur that doctor's bill. Well, of course, this is reminding us again that these were days long before the NHS, when people had to pay for their medical treatment, something the right-wing Tory government is keen on us doing again. And here the warning is for us to go easy, so as to avoid any accidents as we go down Craig Willie's Hill. Now, that's the way it's written here, but that's a misunderstanding, in fact. Craig is a rock. And this is Willie Sill's Rock, the Rock of William Sylvester. William Sylvester was a carter who lived at Poortown. And it is a steep hill, but it's not Craig Willie's hill. It's the hill which happens to be near the rock named for William Sylvester, Craig Willie Sill. And that's the band Clash Fuhr, who will be playing at the White House as part of an Cruniac's Celtic gathering this year. Glen Helen now breaks on the sight. In deep ravine, on wooded height, nature exerts her wondrous might to feast the eyes and charm the sense with murmuring brook and foliage dense to furnish labour's recompense. On grassy sward the wearied feet may rest, while in oblivion sweet the toiler's pulses calmly beat. Hushed is the city's busy hum, the weariness of life's humdrum to this fair spot may never come. Although to linger we are fain, we must resume our trip again, debouching now by Ballacrane. Once more we to the eastward turn, and skirting Greba, grim and stern, pass where the fires of genius burn. Now, as we've seen, Hall Caine's novel The Manxman has featured fairly large in William Gell's thoughts as we passed along the way, and here he's referring to Greba Castle, Hall Caine's island residence. Here, says Gell, are those wondrous stories told. Yet must we not wax overbold, or seek to gild refined gold. Rennet Jolen ege gestuned Guinness, Salje gemach derchje jean gejurgus fool, Ren Saljeen gejal, Drennet laste re hul gesmeregen. Tre henke skreger gekjon, Lorne kledjeenen risse dorches, Rerne serigen ok. Huggeed ons laggechen laas na soelenegge. Gene inrigen de wat ge vagen ries, ach, van na poerigen egge bischits gin kagliach. Later hou, Henk maak tyren noes van een laag egge er kliew, as haie gespaalje beg tjere maast in de krink. Henk ge er benne valje beg tjere, va korles ustje vij verreen. Les feg, ach kjau shilje as a hulien fo droeltes, vei goitjegge. Lug de quir a ras jowlach ons brain the ven, hai mok tyran backus an oo gerdegger, chow hall je a volach shija. Ren de droogt an lanunach, smoora de shiddach. Nai meech in de sanma, hai a der, rugger a ven, mek lanunach. Tref an egen an courage kujach ons klein, ren kach, Sina mach gus a vrair as renne reipa mach a chúlin. And that's the sound of Mabon. Mabon, Jamie Smith's Mabon, will be opening the concerts in the Centenary Centre as part of a Cruinniach Celtic Gathering this year. They'll be there on the Wednesday, and there they were playing their piece called Drum and Braith, and we'll be hearing more from Mabon as we lead up to a Cruinniach Celtic Gathering as well. So there we are, Jamie Smith's Mabon, Drum and Braith. Station Manx Radio. Skelliana was dulish Alan Vanning showed you Radio Vanning Stashun and Ashun. Showed you Clena Gale, Meryn Peen, Robert Cateen Carswell, Robert Carslach.
Did they ever hear tell of old Bobby Bob?
Vascoch, Hegge Voir. Ach, Rennie Kjornan a Lowenock son in Sousius Heen. As huggy gyald in the Royal Carail Jow. Henker ein a drucht and the way smoo greasich as a fages ochris shalidnish jint as herish. Och, va planen eg mok tyrants on the mekega, as henke mach reach the chulina a chush. Chowds ren the sulian eg a gin mor isle er a ven, va crate lach na crowen eg chin deet as an chous die mooi. As hoori bes, les skreech pwche chow staiji, chowds renna I na olten an ek, fair as fair. Tre hugge kion er a lunya, hugge les na qualian an dolic, gus a liacht ege. On shen, renna troggle a de fecha gin sulian, as dinsia ud da stura na pwrechanok, da voddach e ud emuda mar wapanan nai denia. Van poor ege de chorshilia dau. Ach, rene shen na rail vau, da jinnach a tanach da nin sleib an desan, as na jinnach a driw cas na mach as an ua gerdoch er a cliw, as herish a volach shija, as ma saw, da hit back as reim na bioi. Now, with William Gill, pass we on our eastward jaunt, close by the foot of Greba, gaunt, St. Trinian's ancient goblins haunt. Crosby, sweet village of the plain, where invalids their health regain, thy prestige mayst thou long retain. Well, I'm afraid I'm not clear on this reference. Is it a reference to the ancient hospice or hospital associated with St. Trinian's, which is so close to Crosby? Or did Crosby once have some other facility for invalids in some sort of way? I don't know. Well, William Gell now looks up to the higher ground above Crosby to the south. Beyond, the distant hills between, where Martin sketched his heavenly scene, the paradise of man in Veen. Well, John Martin was a painter, 1789 to 1854, well known for his large biblical epics, many of which were turned into lithographs. And it's said that his Plains of Heaven was inspired by that very Manx countryside south of Crosby, which is now so called. And John Martin was a frequent visitor to the island. His son Charles was married here and lived at Harold Tower on Douglas Head. And in fact, that's where John Martin died on one of his visits. More visitors for Ochroniac's Celtic Gathering are the Glenburvy folk trio, Catherine Granger and her husband, Neil Clark. Here, Catherine plays guitar and sings, and Neil plays the whistle, as we have Karen Polwart's song, Follow the Heron Home.
Seeds of the summer as well.
And that's the Glenburvy folk duo. And in fact, Karen Polwood's song that they sang there is actually about having a great time and not getting home until the early hours after the heron has flown home to its roost, but still manages to sound somehow triste in so doing. By night and day we'll sport and we'll play and delight as the dawn dances over the bay. Sleep blows the breath of the morning away as we follow the heron home. The Glenburvy folk duo there with their version of the song, Catherine Granger singing and playing guitar, with Neil Clark on whistle. Now pass we by the sacred fane of Kirk Moran, trim, neat and plain, and down a lengthy hill again. Well, I presume this will be Kirk Moran on the main road. It's a standard cruciform shape but has a little bell tower and porch. The land for it was given by a brewer, Philip Killier, in 1844. It was designed by the Manx architect Ewan Christian, who worked mainly for the Church of England and who was president of the Royal Institute of British Architects between 1884 and 86. And, of course, carrying on past, as we are going eastward past Kirk Moran, we come to the Ballahutchin, the earlier name of the farm now called Glen Loch. But the road still carries that name, of course, and at the foot of the Ballahutchin, in Valley Fair between the hills, we reach the industrial Union Mills. Sweet neighbourhood to scape the ills imposed in corporation rates, which that crushing rent bill inflates, and settlement so oft belates. Well, that suggests corporation rates are so high that they're leading to late payment, and people have settled instead outside Douglas in Union Mills. Ren na druach di smura rish. Ach, ren mok tyran ula ro veg poor unenisich a vec dol hayader, as utsen ir smug rizich, as henke de vei buiach leshen heen. Chauds ren nyart na la nunan ges, va co chialgoch nainen maisha. Laedr au, trefa na pwrach yn ocer jitgas y fer, gawad der niart mor tyran, as renad gilba mach y hwlyn. Fer y ffys fa oxen, da fodach ad fag yn rys as cor y pwr egas yn cwjach les y pwr oxen. Gred fys ced au feddyn na cledjin yn jawlach sio. Ren corre y fer cagi tanacht yn cwn. Ren na drwcht yn sglwga, as chil y prisunach clabra dy chraw yn chawd siasad sws. Taw ffag yn y drod nes, Iori, cwr gyd dy farn bodalach, gych orw as gaw bes. Chil y prisunach, ber y chliw slechach eris y lech lai, as mwstra ffes chawds ren y fer cagi, cawr gŵl y farn bodalach.
Thank you.
Mira Royal with her own composition, Chiad Ur, 100 Hours. And she'll be taking part in a collaboration with David Kilgallen and with Thomas Moisson and Laure Landa from Brittany as part of Chruinneach's Celtic Gathering.
The Nation Station, Lines Radio.
Stasiun na nasiun, shen Radio Vanim, as in short as you geist jachris clen gael, she Robert Cutting Carswellton and a morm Robert a carslach mata.
Old Bobby Bob.
Gilly mach a prisuna chouds ren gred chias losti, lina an ugas ren lost a chragan. Och a neiv, ren the drocht an skriecha, tan roleg madran inskol an on the fear, yesig, renu shingan a vra. Ren na drocht an lanunach skriecha, as cruachil chouds vat losta, der a chiel a prisunach a fair cronnel, jay cliw, gyar a jay, dechion. Renne brebbel y chion fai tiawg y chiaw, as e geistiach son gleisiach y, erskyn ffair y chrif a bwyle. Henc cesmyd yn hoga. Ren y ceid cre as clabra chawds fy'n glas smosit. Ren dors y ceid leist y fosllit, as ren y prysunach tŵsiam yr aig as y ler chlai, hi'n dea dy ffes er y liadi, Chawds fa blod chliw sait nai ysgornach. Mysalt, rene cecha, began dostia. Bostia dertit stiach sa fiel ffosd it ega. Rene slug o shisa, as rene sgreda er y gyffwryd morio. Well, this all but brings us to the end of Canto 7, and William Gell concludes by saying, But here the present trip must end, lest we should to disorder tend. Our course from here must backward bend, once more together, if you will, to promulgate our coming bill. We'll meet again at Timwold Hill. And so we canter into Cantos 8. Observe this mingled motley throng, trudging the country roads along, with jibe and jest and merry song. The class... In phaeton, bus or car, bigwigs of council, bench and bar, with gentlefolk from near and far. The governor, council and the keys, magnates of high and low degrees, and volunteers as brisk as bees, coroners and parsons, smart and plain, and all agog with might and main, to celebrate the fete again. Bright as the sun, the skies are clear, with smiling faces draw they near, for Tynwald comes but once a year. In brave procession now they go to promulgate for weal or woe the bills which lately plagued them so. Now we heard Thomas Moisson, and now he's joined by his singing partner, Laurent Landa. Laure Landa, and here they sing the mazurka. He sings the mazurka. Thomas Moisson accompanies him. Laure Bérez.
Da ben vanu gende da visdu, da ben vanu gende da visdu, tu t'en as os on endurdu, tu t'en as os on endurdu. Heba! Bada pour du en anglais, dans Van der Veve, main d'oret. Mais rien de va plari quand vous avez goûté d'un bâtiment. Marie Vonique, j'ai y en a, Vinigue de j'ai un blou en eau. Marie Vonique, j'ai un blou en eau, Vinigue dit car le blanc no. Hop! Adieu me zadie, adieu me mam, bite lo cele ni do la gar. Adieu me mam, adieu me zad, bite lo cele ni do la gar. Les tombandes de nos rions, aurait doublé manger des gamins longs. Les noms des lendemains de nos lombes, les tombandes de nos nuions. Adieu, mademoiselle, la mignonnette, biguet de tuer les barbettes. Adieu, tirène, la mignonnette, biguet de tuer les barbettes. Dans la rade, dans la rade, dans la rade, les didi, dans la rade, 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 dans la rade.
Laure Landin and Thomas Moisson. No. Nesulinem. Renne sheena marches, venne butus lier. Hanel nesulin ednish, renne jori firiger. Jenny a presunach relief quare ashen. Quod millennia te ve cautem sechet shen, tamir sul cam uns kunta. Nios de mehera jori. Niem, dreger a fair chliw. An rids jerry chiel moch tyran. Va cronen blod de chliw roch de gyara jay a chion. Now, William Gell describes the Tynwald scene. Deemster and some of lesser note repeat the lessons learned by rote at Manin's Wittener Gemote. Now, Wittener Gemote is an Anglo-Saxon word from gemote, an assembly. We get mod, of course, comes from there, and a moot. And an assembly of Wittener. The Wittener are the wise. But Anglo-Saxon is scarcely the language for describing the island's Celto-Norse heritage, I suppose. And we finish with the harp of Rachel Hare, and she's accompanied by guitarist Ron Jappy. Here she's playing Arena Klein, and we've been moving on, and we've heard the Glenburvy folk duo. There was a marriage in Glenburvy, and a family wedding, and Rachel composed a tune called Glenburvy for that, and we'll hear that at the end. Don't forget that this coming Thursday, the 27th of June, there's that Culture Vanning film night at the Centenary Centre in Peel, with films in high resolution on the big screen. One of about six new films will be premiered, and to be premiered features the harp of Mira Royal, as we heard earlier on, and she and the filmmaker Brooke Wassell will be talking to Sarah Hendy about the new film, which is called Cornet. There'll also be some live music by Mira, and that'll be on Thursday, the 27th of June at 7:30 in the Centenary Centre in Peel. Entry is free. Until the next time, this is Robert Katyn Carswell, Robert de Carslach.
Have you ever heard tell of old Bobby Bob?
Wishing you a very good night. Eivai mechrieriw as orsalie, as meirian shed you will you.